بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life. I wanted to see, and please elaborate on this point, that why Allah takes such an opportunity from the people, specifically the infidels in this regard. Because this is the last moment, and the Satan's temptations, as we have discussed already, are very strong. But they feel that they can be back and they can do good again, to be good, and to, in fact, to start another new life. So we are all familiar that God Almighty is just, and no doubt in it. How come that Allah does not give them such an opportunity to come back to the world?
As you said, when they die and they see that whatever the prophets, the messengers, the ulama told them about life after death is right. And it wasn't as if they considered that the life is confined to this physical, to this material, mundane life. Mm-hmm. They express their regret and they want to go back, and they promise and they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for another chance. But as you said, and as you recited the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kalla, never. Innaha kalimatun huwa qailuha. This is what they just claim. Now they are seeing the punishment, they are seeing the signs of torture coming to them, and because they are afraid, they are saying so. But if we let them go back to the life, there is another verse in Surah Al-An'am, verse 27. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ وُقِفُوا عَلَى النَّارِ. Then these non-believers are brought to the fire, the hell fire, and they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, say, if you let us go back to the life, لَا نُكَذِّبُ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا. We will never deny the signs of Allah. وَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. We will be among the believers. Mm-hmm. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَلْ بَدَأَ لَهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُخْفُونَ. This is what they used to keep, and they used to hide it. But the reality is that وَلَوْ رُدُّوا لَآدُوا لَمَا نُهُوا عَنْهُ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَكَذِبُونَ. They are liar. If we let them go back to the life, they start whatever they used to do. The reality is that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let them go back to the life, they must be in the same condition that other people are. And it is, you know, we have the concept of yu'minuna bil ghaib. You have to have the faith to unseen, things that you haven't seen. We haven't seen Allah, we haven't seen the Prophet, we haven't seen the life after death, we haven't seen the angels, but through all ration, and or through the rational ideas that were presented to us, we have accepted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and whatever the religion told us. Exactly. So if they want to go back to life, they must go with the physical aspect. You know, there in that life, they don't have a physical body. Mm-hmm. Since they don't have physical body, they don't have the attributes and features of this physical body. There is no imagination, there is no illusion. Mm-hmm. This is the life of reality. But if they want to come to this life, they have to come in physical body. Again, they come with the ignorance, they come with the negligence, they come with the different desires, sexual desires, I don't know, different carnal desires, because these are the features of this life. So there they don't have any of this mundane and carnal desires. They want to come back to this life. Again, all those desires are here. And beside that, they say, if we turn back, we will be believers, among believers. So if they want to be among believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must wash their minds, not to know anything about the hereafter, to be like other people, to be tested again. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says 100%, We are 100% sure that if they go back to the life with these features of this physical life, they restart whatever they used to do. So there is no use in sending them back. If there was any, it was a hope for sending them back and to having them change their manner, there was, in fact, space to ask such a question. Mm. But because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, surely, لو ردوا لعادوا, if we turn let them go back, they will start the same things.
Exactly.
So there is no...
So can we conclude that it may be, again, an injustice of God to bring them back, because it is, let's say, a second opportunity that is given to some, and just for the believers, it was just one opportunity.
And even regardless of this, even if they want to come back with these features I mentioned, forgetting whatever they have seen in that life, to be like others. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may wash their minds from whatever they have seen after death.
True.
And having the faculties of this physical body, then surely they will restart the same things that they used to do. So there is no use of this.
Exactly. www.voiceislam.com